How often do you check in with your people? With Minted, turning your iPhone family photo into a Christmas or holiday card has never looked better. Use code PODCAST for 20% off your order.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I put on my left boot, left sock and left boot first. I don't know why. It's just something I do naturally, I suppose. Shane McGrath used to go to the 21, hit the ball over Bear when he'd run out. But I suppose with superstitions, you have to be able to control him. So you'd know lucky jocks or anything like that, like it could go miss.
That's the voice of former Tipperary hurler Brendan Maher explaining his own superstitions as a player. Now, we became interested in this topic following an English football manager claiming that his football ground at Swindon Town may be haunted. Cameron Hill from Off the Ball is here to explore. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
So tell me about Ian Holloway.
So people might be familiar with Ian Holloway, the former manager of Blackpool during their stint in the Premier League. He's now in charge of League Two side Swindon Town. He took over in October and they haven't won a game since he's come in. Usually managers blame the players, the tactics, maybe the crowd, the pitch. He's gone for a different tack. He's asked his wife to cleanse the training ground over fears it could be haunted.
What powers does his wife have?
Apparently she's a sage. So he joked that there's a graveyard somewhere near. He was talking to BBC Radio Wiltshire. There's a graveyard near the training ground and said, I'm not joking. I'm going to get my wife to come up and say sorry to all these people and hopefully we'll have a bit more luck.
Now, more luck. They need a lot more luck. They haven't lost every match, but they've only got 1 point, which means they drew one.
Yeah, maybe he did it last week because they did draw with Accrington Stanley 2-2 last weekend. So, you know, maybe it works, but it got me interested in this whole idea of superstition in sport because sports people generally are probably one of the most superstitious people in our society. They just buy into this in an incredible way.
So anyway, he thinks it's all down to a graveyard nearby, and he also will blame the rupture of a tendon on some unfriendly spirit.
Yeah, he said that his captain, Ollie Clark, ruptured his tendon last week and said that there's just some strange things happening. So we'll have to take Ian's word for it, I guess.
So talk to me about the superstitions that you've come across.
Well, athletes have long been fixated on this idea of getting in the zone, and I think superstitions play into that. That term, of course, coined by Arthur Ashe, the former US tennis player, and the flow state, an emotional phenomenon, studied first by Hungarian psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi in the 1970s. So they use routine, of course. They try to get into the zone with the sort of practice and ritual, but superstition often comes into how they try to get into the flow state. So Serena Williams lost a match at the French Open in 2007 and explained, I'm not losing because I didn't play well. I lost because I didn't tie my shoe the right way. And it's totally ridiculous because I have to use the same shower, use the same sandals and travel with the same bags. She also wears the same pair of socks for a tournament. She always crossed the net from the opposite side of the umpire chair after the first game. Sam Kerr as well. She's been wearing the same shin pads, famous Australian soccer star. Has been wearing the same shin pads since 2007.
2007,
so just the 17-year swing.
My goodness.
And I was talking to Siobhan Doyle, who's curator at the National Museum of Ireland. She said sports history is replete with these weird superstitions. Apparently, Reece McClenaghan, ahead of his gold medal routine at the Paris Games this year, used the wrist wraps of his coach, Luke Carson, to bring him luck. So it's just this incredibly interesting field.
I suppose if you're doing well, you don't want to alter anything because you don't know what is the constituent part of your success that's integral to that success.
Yeah, I was talking to a few sports psychologists this week and their kind of theme, I would have expected that you'd notice the superstition after a bad result in terms of what happened differently that made me play poorly. But actually, sports people latch on to things if they see there's a kind of pattern of I did this and I've done well as a result of it. It's actually really, really fascinating.
And talk to me about superstitions in the GAA.
Yeah, very spiritual, superstitious place, the GAA, Gaelic Games. And Galway hurling legend Joe Canning's late mother used to stitch her miraculous medals into the back of his shorts before games. It's amazing the amount of people in Galway you'd meet on the street, he said, who'd give you a miraculous medal just out of the blue. If you didn't put it on and you lost, you'd be wondering, was that the reason? I'd always be a little bit superstitious. And it's important to kind of disassociate superstition with religious elements because lots of people pray or they meditate ahead of games where these are things that are generally attributed with objects and the carrying of special objects.
So it's kind of ritualistic kind of stuff. Now, what's a playoff beard?
This was an idea started in the early 1980s by ice hockey team, the New York Islanders. They won four consecutive Stanley Cups, which is the North American Ice Hockey Championship. And they famously didn't shave their beard during that whole period. And people kind of caught on to that, including the Tyrone Footballers in 2008. They wouldn't shave until they'd won Sam Maguire that year. And sure enough, in September 08, they managed to do it. So the playoff beard is a real thing.
Now, talk to me about Paddy O'Shea.
Probably one of the most superstitious figures in the GAA of all time. He insisted on wearing the same suit to every match, wore the same togs. And then when he moved on to inter-county management, he extended it to his family. So he always insisted that his children take the same train, eat the same food in the same cafe before every game he was involved in at Croke Park. His daughter Nasa explained after his death that they would have to go to extraordinary lengths not to disturb fortune on match day. On the way, we'd have to get our hair sprayed by the same person, the same woman in the same corner every time. And she remembered us. We always went to the Hogan, she said. And he sent us one time to the Cusick stand and we lost. And that was the end of that.
It's interesting, people having rituals. I know the late Gay Byrne on the Late Late Show, he would always have on Friday before the Late Late Show, egg and chips.
Right.
Now, you might think that's very superstitious, but it's not really. I mean, egg and chips, it's very hard to be food poisoned by egg and chips.
That's a really
good
point.
So if you order something else, you never know what might be dodgy. I'm not saying the RT canteen was dodgy, but you just never know. But egg and chips, 1,000% safe.
Yeah, and it's a comfort thing. And again, as we said, it's the routine. And this morning I spoke to 2012 Olympian Jessie Barr, who's a sports and performance psychologist with the Sport Ireland Institute. She was working with a lot of the Team Ireland athletes ahead of the games in Paris. She explained why athletes cling to superstitions in advance of competing and in which particular situations she feels it can become a bit of a problem.
It does create kind of a sense of control for an athlete in a what is an otherwise pretty uncontrollable situation, which is a sporting competition. You don't have much control over it. So there's that sense of autonomy that I'm choosing to do these actions. That gives me a bit of comfort. Maybe doing them can boost confidence. But if it's something that you have no control over or that can't be included into your pre-performance routine or your pre-performance preparation easily and effectively every time without it being any hassle, that's okay. But if it's reliant on something that you might lose, something you might not bring with you, something you might forget, or something that's not in your control, that's where it becomes an issue. Because if there's a reason the athlete can't do it, does that then increase anxiety? Does that reduce confidence? So you are trying to move away from that and replace it with more controllable actions, more controllable kind of pre-performance routine. You know, like you think of a pre-performance routine, you think of a rugby free kick, you know, the steps, the breathing, the things you can do no matter what situation you're in, and you don't rely on anything external that may change.
It's interesting, you know, when a kicker is lining up for a penalty in rugby, for example, they have a ritual. And you wonder whether that is based on, if I don't do this, I'm going to miss, or whether it's actually scientifically determined this is the best way to connect with the ball and get it between the posts.
Yeah, but I suppose a routine and a ritual like that is fine because it's just about how you get into that mental space. Whereas as Jessie says, and she has her own example of having a lucky dolphin toy that she had when she was much younger, that when it's attached to an item or a certain thing, that if you lose it on a match day, it's a catastrophe. That's when it becomes unhealthy. So a lot of athletes have that, but they don't necessarily need it. And that's what sports psychs are trying to get them out of.
Okay, because if you forget your lucky socks, and then you're talking out in the dressing room and you haven't got your lucky socks.
Or if you've already cleansed that training ground and then you have to go to another one.
All right, I suppose like people who do the lotto numbers and insist on doing the same numbers every week, they become prisoners to those numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Cameron Hill from Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.